ראש השנה chapter 4 משנה 4 בראשונה היו מקבלים עדות החודש כל היום. So originally they used to accept testimony from the witnesses all day long. If witnesses arrived any time during the day and they say that they have seen the moon, they saw the moon the night before, that day was declared to be Rosh Chodesh, the first of the month, and that they would accept witnesses all day, says the Mishnah. And the commentary say this is talking about particularly about Rosh Hashanah, which obviously is the first day of the month, but also the first day of the year. And if witnesses came at any time during the day, they would declare, and they were valid witnesses, they would declare the day Rosh Hashanah. So what they used to do is they used to observe the whole day in holiness, in sanctity. But it may or may not be Rosh Hashanah that day. Rosh Hashanah might be the next day. And says the Mishnah, that's what they used to do. If the witnesses used to come, good, they would declare that day Rosh Hashanah, and the next day would be a normal day. And if the witnesses didn't come, then they would just keep going with observing Yom Tov until the next day, and they would have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Pam achas nishta'u ha'edim milavoy, that it once happened that the witnesses delayed in coming. V'niskalkulu ha'levim b'shir, and the levim, they erred when they were singing the song of, there was a particular song that was sung by the levim for the afternoon tamid offering, the daily afternoon offering. And that song differed depending on the day. And if it was Rosh Hashanah, then it also differed. So it once happened that the witnesses didn't come, and they didn't come until late. So they brought the afternoon daily offering and sang the song for that day. And then afterwards, when the witnesses came retroactively, so they saw that it was Rosh Hashanah that day, and they had sung the incorrect song. So from that incident, they established that they would only receive testimony from witnesses until mincha, meaning until the time they brought that afternoon offering. Once the afternoon offering was brought, they wouldn't, if the witnesses came afterwards, then they would continue observing that day in holiness, and then they would only declare the next day Rosh Hashanah, and they would observe the next day in holiness as well. So that's where the 2 day Rosh Hashanah came in. Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, when the temple was destroyed, Hiskin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, he established Shiyu Mekablin Eidos HaChodesh Kol Hayom, that the testimony for the new month, for Rosh Chodesh, would be accepted all day, because now there was no concern about making a mistake with the psalm that the Levim would sing, because there was no temple, there were no Levim, unfortunately, singing the psalms. Shafilu Rosh. Okay, so that's what he established, that's what we follow today. Because Rosh Hashanah could be one of 2 days, we observe both days as Rosh Hashanah, and we observe it as one long day of holiness, and that was a special decree, because there was doubt as to exactly when the witnesses would come, and when the Rosh Chodesh and also the Rosh Hashanah would be established. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, slight change of topic. He said, "V'odzo siskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai." A further decree of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, "Shafilu Rosh based in Bechol Makom." Even if the head of the court was in another place, he wasn't where the court was supposed to be. Shiloyu ha'edim holchin ela makom havad, that the witnesses would only go to the meeting place. They wouldn't go looking for the head of the court. They would rather go to the meeting place. And even though they generally look to the head of the court to make the pronouncement of the month, and they would get someone else to do it. So the witnesses would go to the meeting place, and they would not go looking for the head of the court if he had gone somewhere else.